Welcome to episode 349 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Woohoo! 349.
We're creeping ever close to a full year's worth of listening. Oof. You could listen every day for a year.
If you so choose to.
I don't suggest that, but we're getting really close to the point where you can.
No, you can do it. I definitely suggest it.
Producer Gerald back in the house, fresh off a holiday.
Welcome back.
He's got a picture of the beach, which is where he was at.
Yeah, piece of shit, Producer Gerald.
I don't think he took that since it's a Shutterstock picture. I bet it looks similar.
Maybe they bought it from him.
Only there'd be 400 people on the beach in front of you.
That's probably true. That's probably not even our beaches.
That's for sure not our beach.
No, it's probably like Ibiza or something.
He's saying there was no one at the beach.
There was no one at the beach, Producer Gerald?
He said four people.
Four people?
Is the water's got to be hot because it's been 9,000 every day here.
Well, maybe not, because there was just a hurricane.
Hurricane.
To turn all the water over and flip it and bring all the cold stuff from the bottom up to the top.
Maybe you haven't heard about global warming.
I have. And it's called climate change, by the way. It's not global warming.
You call it what you want, I'll call it what I want.
That's science right. Global warming's not a thing. Climate change is.
I think none of it's a thing, if you would listen to some people.
Oh, well, yeah, but those are the same people that think that the fucking earth is flat and vaccines don't work, so.
Ooh, going after the anti-vaxxers this
morning. Oh, yeah, so happy measles day to all of you.
Earth is flat, though, that checks out. Mostly because it's round in every fucking picture that's ever been taken of it. That's the main way I know that it's flat.
Well, see, what you do, it's the best of both worlds. It's actually, it's flat and round. It's shaped like a coaster.
Right. No, we've covered this before. It's definitely not a coaster, but I get it.
That way nobody's wrong.
I can admire people for sticking to the thing they believe in, even though it's incredibly incorrect.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, when there's science to back things up, you have to change your mind. When there are literal scientific facts that can be applied to whatever situation you're trying to create.
Scroll up, Gerald.
And it is incredibly false, then I disagree. You don't stick to your guns at that point.
That third picture, I like how they have like icicles hanging down on the bottom of the coaster on the third picture.
Yeah, it's under the dome.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's all right. That's not a thing. It definitely doesn't. The coaster definitely doesn't have icicles hanging off the bottom.
It does not. No.
Also, definitely not a coaster.
No.
They do like a. It's like a half Earth, like a skinny half Earth. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
The Earth is flat. Just look at a map sometime.
It's true. Maps.
Look at a world map.
Unless they're topical. Is that right?
Topical? A topical map? Topographic.
Topographic.
Yes.
Topical, that's the word you're looking for. It's on topic.
Topical means it's on point.
Yeah, which it was also for that conversation topical.
It was topical for the, you're right. You're right. So you messed up but didn't mess up at the same time.
Right. I messed up, sort of.
But not really.
Right, but I think I'm also fine. It's been that kind of week.
What, topical?
Yeah.
Or like messed up.
Sort of. But, yeah, it's good. Tomorrow starts a new week. I hope it goes the same. So I have that to look forward to.
A little messed up, but maybe not.
Yeah, I think we really ought to look at least the U.S., I think we really ought to look at a three-day weekend situation.
No kidding. I'm with you.
Yeah, and then a four-day work week, I think you'll get more productivity out of everybody.
There's science that backs that up.
Yep. So I think that's something I'm going to propose tomorrow.
See oh, yeah?
How that goes. Yeah.
Huh, let me know. Like, what if just for your work or for, like, the world in general?
We'll start with my place, and we'll just
we'll see
how it goes there.
Cool. Let me know. Keep me posted.
What does Google have going on? What's that mountain climber? What day is it? Mountain climbing day?
Just
hover over that guy.
Yeah, I see.
What does it say?
Son.
Oh, is that the dude that first climbed Everest? Junko Tabai?
Is it? Why is he skipping across mountains? That's not how that works.
You think they have a Funko Pop of that guy? The first woman.
First woman to conquer Everest.
You disrespectful asshole. Thought it was a man just because they climbed a mountain.
Jungkook Bay. I didn't.
Welcome to the show.
You're here.
Yep. Welcome. Take your pants off. Let your hair down. Relax.
I have. Yep.
Well, we do a video, but it's always shoulders up.
Mm-hmm. Which is perfect for No Pants Sunday.
You may have never had pants on.
I may not have.
Instead of shirtless Dan, you might should be pantless Dan, which will get you arrested quicker.
It will, but I only go pantsless in my house.
Well, you should change that.
Would it be pantless or pantsless?
I think it's pantsless. But I think pantless is funnier. Or more funny. If you like that. Now, who is this pantless? Who's got the peach-colored suit on?
I don't know. They're pantless.
He typed in pantless Dan, but it looks like that second picture is an attractive lady. Could be a man, though, because these thumbnails are really tiny.
Could be.
Ashley Graham. How come you typed in pantless Dan and you got Ashley Graham? The hell, Google.
It's a little bit of a rhyme. Who's Ashley Graham?
Wait, she's that model. Is she a model? Model. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't limit her to that. She does a lot of things, but I think
right,
that's
she's
where she got famous.
Probably not just Sports Illustrated, you're right.
She was like the first, like, I think she was like one of the first, like, plus size models to blow up.
Got it. She's cute. Give her that.
I don't think Google, the algorithm looks for rhymes.
You know what?
I want to circle back to that comment. I don't think I'll let that go.
You don't know.
I'm almost certain.
Well, maybe they've changed it because all the flack they're getting from the government.
It must have something to do with her because that's a face picture of her down there, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That dude just got his bulge out.
Huh. See, I would ride the subway like that.
It would get you some room for sure.
Yeah.
Now some I think, room.
Possibly right. A room. All to yourself with bars on it.
I think you can be out in public in your underwear.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
It's without underwear?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you definitely can't be out without underwear
that
if you don't have a top
that
layer.
That presents the problem.
But I think you can just be out in your boxers.
Well, those guys apparently can. Look at that poor sad sack sitting on the bench there.
Look at the odd choice guys. With the long sleeve shirt and the jacket, but no pants.
Yeah, why would you do that? Who is that guy?
He didn't want his top half to be cold.
I don't know. That looks like Hodor. Is that Hodor?
From Game of Thrones? The guy on the left looks like Kevin Pollak a little bit.
A little bit, but the guy on the right looks like Hodor. The actor
I think those are just
Hodor.
Two white dudes in a subway with no pants on, I think.
That could
those.
Be that, too. That's
who
too.
I think those guys are.
Huh.
This show, even though you might disagree if you listen to all the episodes, not about undergarments.
Pantless jams. What are those? What's that?
Don't want them. Don't want them. Don't want any food that involves being pantless.
I don't know. Is it that kind of jams, though?
Yeah, it's got a strawberry beside it.
I thought it was music. Like music.
The strawberry and pantless festival. There probably is.
No,
you know those little towns all do their little festivals.
Pantless jams. I feel like that should be a Pandora station.
It might be, or it is now. This is episode 349. Welcome to the show. We do this each and every week. You can support us over at patreon.com/GameStitch. Band's back together. Like I said, producer Gerald's back.
Gang's all here.
Dan's here. I showed up. We're all here. So, Pantless Jams has a Facebook. Looks like they don't have an actual website. Oh, it's like a Whole Foods. Sprouts.
Why is that guy, like, proposing to somebody under Pantless Jams? Oh, that's Pantless Dan. You're under pantless Dan. Who's this? Is that a sim? Is that just a sim's proposal?
It doesn't look like real people. I don't know what's. Oh, there's a YouTube channel where they play pantless. That's easy enough because you can't really show that you're pantless.
No, so you just keep saying you're pantless over
and
over
just
again?
Playing games like normal.
Right.
Man, it's just a lot of Ashley Graham pictures.
It is. Which is okay, because she's not bad to look at, but...
Yeah. But she shouldn't pull up under pantless Dan.
That's true. That's true.
So we both got a new Switch game this week.
Yes, we did.
To be clear,
we each got a different Switch game. We did not get the same Switch game.
Yeah, you've been playing a lot of Switch. You sent me your friend code, I don't know, a week and a half ago, and I had not been on my Switch to send you a friend invite. So yesterday, day before, Friday night, I was like, you know what? Let me jump on there and send him a friend code.
And you did?
I did. And then I was like, let me jump on the store, see what's going on over there. So I click on new arrivals, and right up top, I see the Untitled Goose Game. And I was like, here's a game that I was excited about. And I need a reason to play the Switch, because apparently what I have isn't pulling me in.
Right.
And it was on sale. I don't remember the price. I want to say that game's like $15, and I want to say it was like $12 or $13 as part of like their launch week, I guess. Or whenever it launched. I don't even know how long ago it came. It was up top on new arrivals.
I think it just... released Friday.
Yeah. So I went ahead and downloaded it and updated everything else that I had on there that hadn't updated in a while. And I jumped in and started playing Untitled Goose Game.
And Untitled.
It's very charming. It is a puzzle game. A lot of people are calling it a puzzle stealth game because you have to sneak by people sometimes. Let me tell you, as someone who hates stealth, it's not a stealth game. More than anything, it might be a game of misdirection.
Is it like simulated stuff? Where no, it's like no matter what you do, they can't see you, so it doesn't matter?
No, but if there's like someone you need to get by, you don't need to sneak. You probably can, but instead I'll just like... So there's one area has like a no goose, like anti-goose sign at front.
Mm-hmm.
I'll grab that sign and drag it away from the building, and then I'll quack. And then the guy walks out, sees that sign's gone, and I'll just walk right in as he goes to get it and put it where it goes. So for me, it's more of a misdirection diversion tactics than it is stealth.
Okay.
Like there's one guy that's kind of hard to walk by. He'll take away whatever you have. So I'll walk in, drop a thing I don't want, and then when he goes to get it, I'll walk by with the thing I do want.
Gotcha.
So it's a lot of that, but I really, the art style is cool. The gameplay is cool. It makes you think to come up, you know, it's got these tasks you have to complete, but it's not clear on how one would do that. You know, there's a task that says like make the boy wear a different pair of glasses than what he has on. Well, I can't reach his glasses. So I'm like, how does this work? So what I did was creep over to him. He's really afraid of ducks. So I geese. So I just crept over and I untied his shoes and then I quacked. So he took off running. He tripped over his shoes. His glasses fell off. So I snatched his glasses and ran off with them. And then he's wandering around doing that I can't see thing with his hands out in front of him. I grabbed a different pair, dropped them in front of him, and he picked them up and put them on. So there's a lot of different things, and you could probably do that several different ways. It probably doesn't have to be done that way. But the game is really, really neat. It really reminds me of Donut County, though, a game that I talked about on here before.
Yeah, you said that.
Pretty art style, really short, kind of expensive for what it is. I did roll credits in it already. I have seen everything and done everything with the exception of once you beat all of the challenges in the game, it unlocks a speedrun mode, which I do not plan to be a part of. So,
speedrun's not really your thing, is it?
No, and I think that I'm pretty positive about that game right now, and I think trying to go through and do a speed run will probably taint my memory of it.
I would agree, probably.
I do think it was a little better than Donut County, but it really gave me the same kind of vibes. The developer of it, I think, is House Games, and it looked like it was four people. So, very small team, very neat. It's something I would recommend if you can pick it up on sale. I don't know if the price is right for it as it stands, but I think that's the product of having a small studio.
Yeah.
You know, you need a certain amount of money out of
it. You need to make so much money out of it for the time you spend into it because you're like three people.
Yeah. But I really did like it. I thought it was neat. And then more than anything, it made me play my Switch again, which is what I wanted.
Right.
I played it two different ways. I played it docked and I played it tabletop with the Pro Controller. Just because I thought the controller was a little easier for that particular game. So, look at him. He's chasing that boy right now.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. It does run better than that video is running. I want to say that. That's that guy right there. You could distract with a sign and you could just see because he won't let you in.
Ah.
And there's all kinds of like funny, crazy stuff you can do. A lot of stuff that has nothing to do with the game that you can do. You can carry anything anywhere. So, he's trying to steal that plane. Oh, shit, he got it.
He got the plane. Oh, kid fell down. See,
he did that totally different than I did that.
Yeah.
That's what I think is neat. I think there's a bunch of different ways to do everything. It does look a little stealthy, like right there. That looked a little stealthy. But I don't think it's a stealth game. It's very pretty. It's got a very pretty look.
It does. It's got a very neat art style. I like the art style.
So that's what I played. It got me back into Switch. Like I said, I updated everything else.
I don't know that I'm interested in it, but it does look interesting.
I don't think you would like it at all.
I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think you would like it at all. It is very much like walk into an area, and you have a list of things to do, and you just have to figure out how to do it through trial and error.
Yeah, not for me.
Like right there, you got to jump in a box. But you can't do it with him watching like that. And then you get carried into the property. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Like I said, I don't necessarily think it's worth the price, but if you can catch it on sale, it's probably worth it. I didn't do whatever he's doing right there.
Chasing a car.
I never got that car to do that. But Untitled Goose Game is what I played on the Switch. And more importantly, like I said, I think it's going to get me back into the Switch. Because I'm already thinking about what I'm going to play next on the Switch now.
What are you thinking about you're going to play next?
I don't know. My initial thought was I started playing a game called Snake Pass way back when. I didn't finish it. I got tired thinking about it.
I see.
But I thought about going back into Snake Pass and just finishing up because I think I made it pretty far in. So, thinking about that. Also, I may just... I have Mario Maker 2, which I haven't really dove into, and I have Starlink, which I'm also wanting to play.
Ah, yeah, Starlink for the Switch.
Yep, $15, I think is what I ended up paying.
That's not bad.
No, it's not. Target has it on sale here right now for $15.
Really?
Our Target, yeah, on the clearance section.
I'm just not interested in Starlink at all, so it doesn't matter.
Damn, Gerald's got it for two system. He's not fucking around, as some people say. Is that a saying?
It's a saying. He's not fucking around. Yeah, right. That's a saying. Yeah, it's definitely a saying. And Gerald is definitely not fucking around.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those statements I concur to be true.
I played some PS4 stuff, but it's all the same. Nothing new there, so I just wanted to cover the Switch thing.
Hi, Willow.
That's it. Meowing at me. Got the cat rolling in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Meowing at me. I think he wants to go out, but I don't give a fuck because I'm in the middle of something. That would be this podcast, by the way.
Yeah, I got it. I figured that out. You're not fucking around either.
No, I am not. Yeah, I played most of the same on PS4. I did get a little further into Darksiders 3. Yeah, but I like the story, but I think the game's getting a little too puzzle heavy for me at this point. It's more puzzling than combat, and I prefer combat. The puzzles aren't hard, it's just figuring them out like you have to do. And when I'm up and I finally have a chance to play it, that's not what I want when out of that experience. Mm-hmm. So but I'm still playing through it, and I'll continue to play through it. But I think you heard me complaining about it the other night.
Yeah, you didn't sound excited.
No, I wasn't as excited. The story is... the problem is just as the puzzles are starting to be introduced more frequently is when the story is actually starting to go somewhere. So Now I'm like at an impasse. So which one's more important? Do I care enough about this story to go through the puzzles or what? But still a free experience, so why not just keep pushing it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's how I look at it. So I've been on the fence for the last, 3 weeks probably?
Ever since you bought your Switch.
About what game to get for the Switch. You know, I have Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, which I'm still playing through on it. But I've wanted another game for it. I've been on the fence, so I've been like asking questions and asking opinions. I think at one point I had it narrowed down to either Mario Odyssey or Breath of the Wild. I wasn't sure which one I was going to go with. So what I did on Friday is I went and got Link's Awakening. So it turns out that 3 weeks of discussion was stupid.
Yeah, you ever have anybody like that that's like, hey, should I get this or that? And then you're like, hey, what'd you end up with? They're like, oh, I got this thing. You're like, well, what the hell?
That was me.
You didn't even ask about that.
That was me. So I started that. I picked that up on Friday when it came out. And I started playing. And I enjoyed it. I never played the original. So it is a brand new experience for me. I never played it for the Game Boy. And I was like, you know what? This is kind of what I want because it looks good. It looks like a new game, but it's kind of got the old retro style, mm-hmm. play style to it. I'm right. Like, this is perfect. This is kind of what I'm looking for. So I went ahead and I bought it and I started playing it. And I was absolutely correct. It was what I was looking for.
It is a $60 experience. Right, full price?
It's a full price experience, yeah. Yes. I got it for $50, but...
It looks good. I never played the Game Boy version either.
Okay.
But I don't think it's something I'm going to pick up right now just because I don't think I have the time for it.
Right. And, well, I do. So I picked it up. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good experience. It's what I want out of right now for playing on the Switch. It's retro but new, so to speak. It's hitting both of those hot points for me. So I'm really enjoying it. I played for about probably 3 hours on Friday.
Yeah. It looks great.
And you were, cause I was actually on the PS4 to see if anybody was going to get on and I was playing it handheld. And you got on and then hopped off, I believe. You never actually did anything on Friday.
Friday. Oh, you know what? I was playing Switch.
Hey, you were doing the same thing I was.
Yeah, because Friday night's when I started the Goose Game.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's actually what I was doing as well. My thought was I was going to play just a little bit of Untitled Goose Game until somebody invited me to a party or text me. Nobody ever did, so I just kept playing it. And then next thing I knew, it was 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Whoops!" I tell you what, Zelda looks good.
It is. It does look good. It plays really well.
Yeah, it looks really good. Who knows? I might end up with that. I'm also, I'm really into the idea of checking out that Kirby.
Which Kirby?
The one that most recent Kirby that came out.
Okay, because I think there's a free one actually.
I don't think that's the... Is that the four-player one they came out with? I think there's one that has co-op. Let me see what's out here. I could be making all this up.
I think there's a free Kirby something. But
Star Allies is the one I'm talking about.
Star Allies? I don't
Kirby
think that's
Star
it.
Allies, yeah.
But there, I don't know what the free one is, but I didn't see it on there. Because I always go through and look for the free experiences.
It came out on March of last year, and they did their new character full version extra mode update on November 30th of last year.
Ah, got it.
Looks like you can pick it up right now from Amazon for $49.
That's not a bad deal.
No, maybe that's not the one. Super Kirby Clash. That's the free one you're talking about, I bet.
Okay.
Does that seem right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that's free. Yep, Super Kirby Clash. That's not the one I'm talking about.
I just didn't want people to think I was, like, losing my mind because there's no free Kirby. Yes, there is.
I also still want to play Yoshi's Crafted World. Because I did love Woolly World so much.
Yes, you did.
So there's a lot of different directions I can go, but more than likely I'm going to play something I have. I still have two Labo kits to build. I still have the vehicle pack and the robot. Not as into the robot, but I kind of into the vehicle pack for sure, because that's the most game of everything. Like the actual game that comes with it's the most gamey of all of them.
Gotcha.
And I did look at the first Labo variety kit. I spent 10 hours in there.
Ooh.
Yeah. So not bad. I really want the VR, but I can't find the full VR kit. Everything I find is the starter kit for VR.
And you want the full kit?
Mm-hmm. I want the full kit. I'll probably buy that if I see it out somewhere, but I'm not going to order it off of Amazon. I got to find it in the wild. Because I don't actually need it, but if I see it somewhere, I'll probably just go ahead and get it.
I get that. I completely and utterly understand.
Yeah.
Completely and utterly understand.
But I probably won't be laboing it up today. I've got some yard work to do after this. And let me just tell you, I think my mood will be swell enough that I won't want to come in and fuck with that. I won't want to be tired, exhausted, and fold some cardboard.
So it turns out you're not fucking around either, huh? Right,
not with the Labo. Not today, Labo. Not today.
So like between the three of us, we're not fucking around.
Nope. I've been known to not fuck around.
I have been too.
I've also been known to fuck around. Sometimes I'm in a good mood.
It's more of a fucking off than a fucking around that I do.
Well, because the fucking around could also sound like that you're an easy gentleman. Like you're fucking around with ladies of the night.
Right. Or day, yeah. They day don't have ladies. To be of the night. They don't have to be prostitutes. They could just be...
Whoa, no one said anything about prostitutes.
That's what a lady of the night is, my friend. You did say something about prostitutes. You just did not realize, perhaps, that you said something about prostitutes.
Yeah.
But are you ever going to prostitutes.
Are you ever going to get a Labo?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
What about you, Gerald? You seem like a Labo type. Yeah, you should have got him on that deal that I got him on. Yeah, that person was an asshole for not letting you know. I couldn't have picked it up some because Target decided to sell out immediately when they put them for $15. I had to get mine off a truck. Yeah.
Some animosity there, I think.
Yeah. I'll unfold all mine and give them to you.
There you go.
Let me tell you, they are not made to put together twice. They're very sturdy, but I bet you wouldn't want to take them apart and put them back together.
You don't think so?
No.
You would rip tabs and...
I think that's what they called taking drugs, ripping tabs.
That's no. <it's laughs>
that's what the kids call that.
Ripping tabs.
Rip tabs,
thing.
Bro.
It's not all.
So I built everything drugs. In that kit right there. The variety kit, I built all those.
The piano, the house, the motorcycle, handlebars, and the fishing pole.
And there's a little RC car there in the middle.
Oh, that little
control.
That little car, yeah.
Yeah, I built all of those. And then I have the robot kit ready to go, and then I have the vehicle kit ready. So the only kit I don't own is the VR kit. And I want to complete the set.
Yeah, I'm not interested in Labo.
I also don't know what the hell you do with them when you finish.
Right, then it's just a thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're releasing other
Well, it's not that you can play the game. That's all fine. I don't know what you do with the physical cardboard thing once you finished.
You could wear that backpack to school.
It doesn't store anything. It's full of mechanics inside. Now you can wear that sweet ass visor out of the house, though.
You could that minion visor there.
Yeah, you could wear that out if you wanted to look trendy. You could drive your car with a steering wheel.
No, you probably could. It probably wouldn't work that way.
You can do all that. I'd like to see total revenue earned on Labo or lost. I like to see a number on Labo.
That's a good thing we have a producer to take care of that stuff for us.
I don't know that information's been made public.
Look
at that inside that robot. Look how complicated that backpack is.
It is complicated. There's stuff in there.
You couldn't get on an airplane with that. Oh, that's a storage case.
That's a storage case for your Labo.
What they've done here is it looks like they've cut it out of cardboard, which is appropriate.
And did they create it? So they created it themselves.
Yeah, it looks like they made a case.
That's a sweet case, though. I'll take one of those.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's on Nintendo Everything, UPS Store, playing with the ideas of offering a Nintendo Labo carrying case to the public. What a weird thing for the UPS Store to be thinking about.
Huh.
May 12th of last year, so guess what they're no longer playing with?
I feel like we talked about this, actually.
No, never. They're not playing with that idea anymore if you haven't seen it. But let's move on.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's not bad. Let's jump into the news. Light week on news.
Can we please?
Light week on news.
Talk about news.
PlayStation has confirmed the next State of Play, and it's going to happen Tuesday, which is tomorrow if you're listening on Monday, September 24th. And they promise a hefty show. Whatever that means. Sony says the stream will be about 20 minutes in length and will feature a fresh new look. No specifics were shared. But later on, it appears that they made an announcement that The Last of Us 2 will make an appearance on the State of Play. So people are jazzed up about that. If I was a betting man, I think you'll see The Last of Us Part 2. I think you'll see Concrete Genie. And I think you'll see Medieval.
Yes, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. The three games you just mentioned, I think we're actually probably going to get release information on probably Last of Us 2.
It's a weird place to do it, but I could see that happening.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're probably going to. Well, they're trying to go that direction where they're doing their own thing, and the way to do that is to pop out that big news that people want during your, the State of Play. If they don't, it's irrelevant. So yeah. I think you'll see some information as far as when it's releasing.
State of Play again will be September 24th, which is Tuesday, potentially tomorrow, depending on when you're listening, or it already happened. My bad. And it's 1 p.m. Pacific, 12 Central.
It's 2 days from when we're talking about it right now.
Right, but
if that helps.
Tomorrow when you're listening, if you're listening when this comes out.
Yes, but if you're listening on Wednesday, it happened yesterday.
You have missed it. You won't get to watch it live now. So a hefty show. I think you'll, at the very least, I think you'll see the two games I talked about. They've confirmed Last of Us. Naughty Dog did send out a tweet. A little Twitter action, I guess, to tease the announcement. The Last of Us 2 is a game a lot of people are excited about. That's where I land on that.
That a lot of people are excited about it?
Yep. I'm not excited about
it. You didn't like the first one.
I like the multiplayer.
You liked the multiplayer. You didn't like the single player experience.
I did not.
How far did you get in single player? Not very far, if I remember correctly.
To the town where you meet the brothers.
The town. Oh, at the dam area?
I don't know. You meet two brothers, like booby trapped all up. Could be the dam.
Yeah, I think it was at the dam.
That's where I quit playing.
Ah.
I don't think it's super early on, but I don't think it's super far in either. I think
No, it's not. You're
somewhere around middle.
You gave it enough time to give yourself a chance to like it or dislike it. So
yeah, and I just didn't like it. I thought the story was compelling. I did not appreciate the gameplay at all.
It was very stealthy. Very.
I found
limited.
It frustrating. I found it too slow paced for me.
Yeah, it did not allow your run and gun.
So when you didn't play it the way that it wanted you to play, I thought it was too challenging. So then I started a new playthrough on baby mode so that I could just finish it. And I started a new playthrough as not to taint the one that was there. And I gave up way sooner.
So even that didn't help. Even baby mode didn't help.
I just never. I didn't want to play back through it at all. I wasn't interested at that point. That's a tweet that they sent out. It says part two. It's got a switchblade, and I think if you back out of that full size image, it says I'm going to find and I'm going to kill you, all of you. I think is what the tweet said. So they're pulling that revenge story.
Yeah.
It says, I'm going to find and I'm going to kill you. Whoop, scroll up a little bit. Every last one of them.
I'm going to find and I'm going to kill every last one of them.
Yep, that was Naughty Dog's tweet with an image of a switchblade.
Isn't that a line that she gave in the original, the very first reveal trailer?
Yeah, where she's playing the guitar.
Yeah. And at the end, she says, I'm going to find and I'm going to kill every last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I'm excited for this game. I really liked the first one. I liked the multiplayer as well, but I did like the single player. I wasn't sure that The Last of Us was a game that actually needed a sequel. I'm still not sure it is, but I'm still interested to see what the story is it's going to tell.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Naughty Dog ever, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they usually have their shit on point. They're not fucking around either.
Right. It's what they do. Just doing their thing.
So, I think the only time I've really been let down was the ending of the last Uncharted, which I won't go into again. But so, yeah, I'm excited to hear what they have to say and hear more about it.
Yeah, well, this Gerald found a sketchy German website with a release date of, I can't see what that says.
Me either.
February 28th. That's so they're using the end of February.
Wait a minute. How many days are in February? Oh, it is 28 days. I thought it was 27 days. I'm like, seriously, they're going with the leap year?
Yeah. Oh, there's 29. It is a hot leap year.
That's probably not right.
They're German too, so I mean, who knows? Who even knows?
Right.
It's also using that Peggy rating board, which I don't trust. So, it's called. You still have that tab open? We'll give them a proper shout out. This website.
Sure.
Soft anyway. Ridge, I think it was called.
I think so too. Yes. Soft Ridge.
Yeah, it's a pet name for my dick too.
I was just gonna say, not to be confused with my penis.
Right. AKA the old Soft Ridge. That's often what I refer to it as. PS4 has hit a new milestone, one that I think we all knew was coming. They've now shipped 100 million units worldwide, which means they are right around the corner from selling 100 million units worldwide. They did break down the distribution. Nico Partners senior analyst Daniel Ahmed tweeted the news saying approximately 30% of all PlayStation 4 sales have occurred in the U.S., while other markets include Japan at 8 million, Germany at 7 million, and the U.K. a little under 7 million. Was surprised by those numbers. Surprised that Germany was so high when they put such a big emphasis on some of the other territories. You don't hear a lot of talk about Germany, the German market.
You know, but we mentioned them twice today.
You were pretty much a German video game podcast. That's pretty much what we are.
At least today.
We cater to that audience.
To the German video gaming audience.
Mm-hmm. So, hats off to Sony and screw everybody that said that this would be the last console generation.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
Because it's a...
Maybe the way we know it, but not the last console generation.
The Switch and the PS4 are very much alive and well. I think Xbox is treading water, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just think it has done what it's going to do. We have not, we've talked about Xbox One numbers, but I want to be clear. We have not received an update on Xbox One sales as far as the console goes since 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a very long time.
Also, everything's in a weird place with Xbox One right now. Game Pass is... Did you see the sales numbers for Gears?
Yes.
I mean, it's absolutely terrible, but you can't gauge it because you can't tell. It has 3 million players, but it only sold like 75,000 copies.
Right.
So Game Pass is also destroying their game numbers, so it's so hard to tell.
But I'm pretty sure that's by design.
It is, but you can't tell now. Like, you don't know how.
Right, their numbers are skewed. You can't get a fair picture of what their actual numbers are.
Right. There almost needs to be a company like MPD that instead's ranking the number of people playing to give people a gauge of how things are working. Because I very much think that Sony is going to launch a similar system with PS5 to Game Pass. And I think that this is going to be the way we look at games in the future.
Without a doubt, I do believe that. Yeah, I think so too.
EA has their streaming service. Ubisoft has theirs. I mean, there's going to be a point where just saying sales data isn't enough. So, yeah. 100 million units. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of PS4s.
Yeah.
The Switch is coming on strong. If you believe that chart, VG charts, it looks like the Switch will soon overtake the Xbox One.
I believe that.
Assuming that the red line is Nintendo, the green is Microsoft, and the blue is Sony. That's from June, so yeah. Look at that trajectory for Switch.
The plan is for Switch to overtake the PS4? Is that right? Is that what I'm seeing?
Long term. Those are probably monthly spikes right there that you're seeing.
Yes.
So that particular month, it looks like.
Yeah, you're probably right.
If the Xbox sales line is your heartbeat, you probably should see a specialist. It's a little low.
Yeah, someone who someone who specializes in heart situations.
A cardiologist, I think, maybe.
I think that's what they're called.
Sony wasn't the only major milestone to be reached. It appears Minecraft is still doing crazy things. Almost 10 years after its release, Minecraft still continues to reach an astonishing new player count records. As of this week, the open-ended sandbox game has more than 112 million monthly players 10 years after release, which is absolutely insane.
That's a lot.
It's up substantially from the 91 million monthly players that they announced in October of 2018. Again, it's across all players on all consoles, so it is using PC, mobile, and all the other platforms, which it's everywhere. To put Minecraft's popularity in context,
global.
Epic announced on August 2018 that Fortnite had 78.3 million monthly players.
Yep.
So, yeah. Roblox had 100 million monthly active users in August of 2019, and I don't even know what the fuck Roblox is. I see the toys. I hear kids talk about it, but I've never played the Roblox.
Yeah, you need to get with it. You need to get with it, bro.
Is it a Minecraft clone?
Kind of. It's like you create an MMO. I think you can create your own like game in it as well.
I've thought hard lately about getting back into the world of Minecraft. What I can't decide is if I want to do that on Switch or PS4. Because I know everyone has it on PS4, but I bought it specifically to play it with producer Gerald on Switch, and that didn't happen. So, but Howard wants to play it too, and he doesn't have it on Switch. So, been thinking hard about it. Gerald said he was just playing it on the vacay, on the holiday that he was on. Minecraft's Unstoppable. It's a solid purchase from Microsoft. I think it's smart.
Yeah, they did well buying that. I'm not a Minecraft guy, but you can't deny.
You did not love Minecraft.
Do not love Minecraft.
Next update here on the Xbox side of things. Game Pass is adding a couple new games for September. On September 19th, you're getting Jump Force and Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. On September 26th, you're getting Bad North, Dirt Rally 2.0, and Lego Worlds. So just kind of keeping everybody up to date on the Game Pass. A lot of people excited about Jump Force.
As of today, Jump Force and Bloodstained Ritual of the Night have been out for 2 days. So
right. Or longer when you're listening to this. 3 days or four days.
Or longer when you're listening to this, yes. Yeah. As of right now, this moment.
Yeah, the this page that Gerald's on's got an Apple Arcade ad on the top. I did go ahead and start that trial, so I'll report back probably as soon as next week. I haven't played anything off there. I've downloaded a few things, but I'll let everybody know my thoughts.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I know you're sitting on the edge of your seat.
You have no idea.
This is an awesome service at an awesome price if they do what they say.
I do agree, but I...
Very excited.
I want to hear how it works.
Yeah. I will tell you what I know is that when you open up the App Store, there is a tab that says Apple Arcade, and it is just full of all the things that are part of that, so you don't have to sort through and see if something is or isn't on there.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very easy to navigate so far. Next story, Fortnite. It's got a Batman crossover that's been officially announced and include Batman costume items and more. This might pull you back into Fortnite, Dan.
No.
Epic Games has pulled back the curtain on the teased Batman crossover event to celebrate the Caped Crusaders 80th anniversary. It's invading the Battle Royale game until October 6th, giving players a chance to snag some cool Batman skins and play around with other Batman gadgets. Are you excited?
No.
Okay. Does it make you like want to jump in and at least see it?
No.
Okay. It's free, you know.
I know. I am not. I don't like the Battle Royale aspect of Fortnite. I've been over it before.
Yeah.
I don't like that aspect of it. I'm not into that. It's not for me. Weird. There are some weird crossovers that Fortnite does, which I guess is...
Do you feel like this is a weird one?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
You'll be able to purchase Batman Caped Crusader pack from Fortnite's in-game store. It includes two different Batman outfits, a Batwing-style glider, a Batman-themed harvesting tool. Epic is also selling various other Batman-inspired items in the store until that date, including a Catwoman skin and I don't know. It's a weird crossover to me.
Me too.
It's two popular things, so maybe I get it, maybe I don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to pull people in. I get that, but it's just an odd... Well, I mean, it goes in place... Today's not yesterday. Hold on.
I don't know what that means.
I'm thinking out loud. Yesterday was Batman Day. So that's where the crossover actually comes from.
Today is yesterday.
Yeah, I fucked it up. I was thinking out loud, and when I said it, I was like, anyone listening to me talk right now is super confused. Mm-hmm. Better clear that up.
Seems like one of those things like a really old man in the back of a Chinese restaurant tells you.
Yep. It's on a fortune cookie.
I don't know what that even means.
Today is yesterday.
I do think there's something that I think is neat about seeing a bunch of Batmans fall down from the sky.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Sometimes. Yeah, they did the John Wick crossover, which for some reason that seemed more natural to me.
Yeah, for some reason it makes more sense in the Fortnite world than
Batman. Sometimes I have thoughts about playing Fortnite again.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
And then what happens?
And then they go away.
Yeah, and then I don't, they go away.
Now, Gerald's been playing a lot of Fortnite. Are you excited about this Batman crossover? Man, he responded as quick as you with the same answer.
Nope.
Somebody's got the Fortnite cross Michael Jordan. That was a thing? Oh, wow, you could wear Jordans in Fortnite? Man, I'm missing out.
Are you, though?
Maybe. I watched a guy unbox a $1,200 Jordan figurine statue on TikTok the other day, and it was incredible. It was amazing. His shoes have magnet laces that you put on there. He comes with like 20 different pairs of Jordans.
Oh, my God.
A bunch of different outfits you can dress him up in, and it was amazing.
TikTok? You don't do social media, but you do TikTok?
Oh, yeah. I'm all in on TikTok. I like to see what the kids are doing. That's it right there, I think, with a pile of shoes beside it. Yeah, look at that top one. How much is that? I don't know if that's the one or not.
Is that it?
That's not it, but it was really similar to that, I think. It came in this big, giant box. See that one up there that's like the fifth one where it's a close-up of his face? That is the one that it was.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it might be that one. Yeah, it's that one right there. Yeah. It's super realistic. It comes with all those different shoes, and you can change his shoes and everything.
Oh, my God.
You can change his pants. He comes with the sleeves and the armbands that are all separate you can put on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, dude, it was. The guy opened it, and I was like, "This is amazing." Now, it's not something I want, but it was amazing. It comes in like a dresser that you like pull out and everything is in. Like this box is amazing. Not something you want, huh?
Nope.
I want to celebrate a childhood hero.
I don't want to watch it either. I don't want to watch it be unboxed.
Yeah, TikTok's good. You got to get on there.
Oh my God, yeah. I don't know.
I send pictures back and forth to Howard and or videos back and forth to Howard and Patman all day of TikToks that they should also watch.
I don't even know how TikTok works. I could probably figure it out.
It's just Vine that are a little bit longer, but there's a you can upload audio. You don't have to upload videos, and people use your audio and lip sync to it. Sometimes it's music, sometimes it's people talking. So there's kind of two different sides to TikTok. There's like the audio side, and then there's the video side. I don't post any videos. I just like to scroll through. I find it to be entertaining.
Okay.
Plus, it keeps me relevant.
Does it, though?
Yeah. Keeps me up to date. That's the thing that Howard's always posting on Rocket League. This is fucking mint. That's from a TikTok.
Oh.
He just didn't tell you because he doesn't want you to know he's a 14-year-old kid. That he's a tween.
Yeah. Yep. That's where he got that from, huh?
Yep. Our last story here, it looks like GameStop has maybe pulled the curtain back on their plans to save whatever it is GameStop is now. And it looks okay. It looks like maybe they should have done this 10 years ago. If they wanted this plan to work, I think maybe that right now they're at a point where this is too little too late.
I agree.
But they did announce earlier this year that they were going to focus a little more around esports and retro games. They were going to do these community stores. And it appears one of the concept stores is in Pryor, Oklahoma, which is what I think of cutting edge, where you do something like a pilot store is Pryor, Oklahoma.
They did say one of their pilot program was going to start in Oklahoma.
Yeah, well they sure as shit did start it there.
Yeah, it does look cool,
mm-hmm,
with the colors and the changes they made, but I agree that it's probably too late at this point, that this isn't the fix at this point that you needed to stay relevant.
So there's a few things that jump out at me immediately. They've toned down the color scheme.
Yes, they have.
It doesn't look like a 14-year-old's bedroom anymore.
It does not look as cluttered as it once did.
They have significantly reduced the amount of think geek items in the store.
Yeah. And overall, inventory, it almost looks like, really.
Yeah, the corner has been the counter has been moved off of the wall and into the center of the store. The shirts are no more displayed. They're not displayed like Hot Topic anymore, or they're on the wall like that. They're displayed like a store that you would walk in that sells nice stuff, like an Express or whatever. I mean, they're folded and they look nice.
Yep.
And the back of the store, though, I guess is the most dramatic change, is they turned it into what I would call like a social area.
Yep, they've got video games on the. Games on monitors along the wall. They have a table in the middle, presumably for tabletop games of some sort.
Yeah, they don't just have TVs. They have CRTs back there.
Yeah.
Hooked up to N64s and GameCubes. They do have some flat screens scattered about. They have a touch screens on the wall that lets you order things from GameStop.com while you're back there.
Yep.
Because when you're back there playing the Pokemon trading card, you're like, you know what? I think I'll order Last of Us 2. So you just jump over to the tablet and pre-order that, I guess. I don't know, but I do think it's a cleaner look. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that you fix it right now. I don't know that it's fixed by putting a folding table in the back. This model reminds me more of a play and trade model.
Yes.
Play and trade had the chairs and the tables and the old consoles you could play. And I don't know.
Yes,
I hope
did.
It works out for them. I don't want to see them totally go away. I just, they've been all in on all kinds of things. They were all in on doing mobile and tablets, and then they were all in on retro, and it didn't take off at all around here. And then they were all in on the credit card, and they're all in on Apple products and the Simply Max. I mean, they're all in on all kinds of shit, and none of it seems to make any difference.
Right. Yeah.
And now they're getting back to their roots, and I don't know that they even know what that means. And I don't know that I know what that means.
Yeah. I hear you.
The brick-and-mortar game store is maybe not a thing anymore. I don't know.
Well, I think it goes more I don't think the like the chains, I think, are going to make their way out. You're going to see kind of like comic book stores. There's not one person owns one. I think that's where it's headed. Yeah. One person will own a video game store here in this town or city. Not the chains anymore, like the, you know, the old EBs or the new GameStops. I don't think you're going to, I think that's going away.
Now, they did just announce a bunch of store closures, and they also said on the heels of that that there are massive store closures coming on top of this. So mm-hmm. I don't want everyone to think that this new store plan is the savior. It's still going to be a small footprint of what GameStop was before. They did report that they have tons of stores that are making money, though.
Well, I mean,
so
yeah, I can see that.
They've got to get rid of the ones that aren't.
Yes, because they cancel out the money making. They cancel out the final numbers.
Right. So they've got to get that under control. Anything to add about that?
No, nothing.
I want to make one slight update to what I play a lot of Golf Blitz on the phone. We announced the team that we were on a little while ago. We've disbanded. We've left that team. It was run by a person called Weenie Captain. And Weenie Captain no longer played the game, so the team was full of people who didn't play the game anymore. And I wanted a little more control over who was in the team, because I don't want to kick people that don't play. And so we started a new team. We wanted to stay with the kids and with the TikTok theme, so it's called Old Town Road. We started it last night at midnight. It's up to 11 members. 11 members. The old team had 4 to 5 active members on it. So just to
did
tell
they
you,
all move over?
We didn't tell them.
Oh, we just left.
Mm-hmm. So excited about that. Join Old Town Road. It's a purple looking shield with a pink ball on it. For anyone looking, it's pretty good. 11 members. It's pretty good.
I hate the name.
It's going to bring the kids in.
I know what it's for. I hate the name.
We established this for world domination, and I feel pretty good. I also went in the App Store to get the Apple Arcade going yesterday, and popular games, Golf Blitz was number one.
Really?
Which I didn't realize it had that kind of following.
Cool.
Yeah, so shout out to Golf Blitz.
You got
to
get my trophies back up.
With a Z. Yeah, you do have to have 200 trophies to join the team, so come on in.
And I have zero.
Right. I told Dan I wouldn't kick him due to inactivity once he gets in. So,
because I'm going to probably play just enough to get in. And
right.
I never play again.
I'm hoping that as you play to your 200, though, that you're like, you know what? I'm kind of into this.
Okay.
That's it for news. That's it. We covered all of it. It was big news week, huh? Exciting shit.
My God.
I also watched a friend of the show, Marshall 205, play Until Dawn.
Yeah, you told me that. You did talk to me about it. And
I think maybe on last week's show we expressed our desire to watch someone play that game.
Yeah, and you got to.
I did, and I will say that game rougher than I remember. I watched him play from the very beginning. I was immediately jarred by how the game looked, how the game seemed to control, and just its overall... just the way it ran, it was not smooth. I think I was remembering the story of Until Dawn with maybe the playability of Man of Medan and the graphics of Man of Medan. And I don't know. That game looked rough. The character models weren't, I thought that they looked just like who they were. Just like their real life actors. And no, they do not. they are rough. Their mouths.
It's very Uncanny Valley, correct?
Yeah, their mouths are not right. Yeah, there's no denying that that's who that is.
Yeah.
If you see the characters, you're like, okay, yeah, I get it. But it's kind of like, you're like, you almost got it.
Yeah.
It very much gave me that vibe. It's fine. It's serviceable. I've enjoyed watching him play. I've forgotten most of it. So the jump scares are getting me as well as him. But yeah, that game a lot rougher than I remember. And he watched us play Man of Medan. So I think he's a little disappointed with how this looks and how it controls.
Man of Medan had some funky control situations at points, too.
Yeah, he's having the same problem that, of course, we had in that game and we had with Until Dawn, too, where he walks through a hallway, the camera angle flips,
mm-hmm.
which means the direction then flips. So he hits up on the stick and it jumps back to the other one and then walks him into that. And he's in a never-ending loop as long as he's holding up of jumping from screen to screen.
Yep.
So that's still a thing.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, that's a thing in Man of Medan, too.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, they have improved their engine and everything. I mean, it's worlds different. So I hope they continue to do so at that rate. And to go along with that, we've got shout outs this week. And our first shout out, remember patreon.com/GameStitch. Support us at the $10 tier over there. You get a shout out. If you don't give us one, we'll give you one because damn it, you earned it. Our first shout out comes from Thomas. And Thomas played some Man of Medan.
Yes, he did.
So it all started with a text message from Thomas in which he said, is Man of Medan really that good? I got a homeboy begging me to get it and play through it with him. And I said, I think it's pretty fun with a friend. It's short, but if you have two people who are both new to the experience, I really loved it. I think that's fair, right? I'm not trying to hard sell it.
Yeah, no, you're right. I agree with you.
He texted me and said, so me and my buddies were playing Man of Medan, and I wanted to try it, so one of them shared play with me and gave me the controller. So my thought process is a little different with the decisions. I'm basically playing fast and loose. My friend is constantly worried I'm going to kill someone, yet through the dumb luck, we've survived, and apparently with all the playthrough that they've done to this point. So... He didn't seem to have the same experience that you and I did. He didn't like a lot of the characters, which I get that. I think that game purposely does that.
I do too.
They talked about it with Until Dawn that they made some characters annoying as fuck and really hard to kill.
Yeah.
And they make the characters that you like very easy to kill.
Yes.
You know, I went on to talk to him about it, and I kind of asked him, so what do you think of the game itself? He says, it's good. It's predictable, but not bad. And I said, did you like it enough to play Little Hope, the next installment of the Dark Pictures anthology? And he says, maybe. But he thinks for $30, it's a little too steep. Not necessarily for the story, but for the interaction that you have with it. Mm-hmm. He also says that horror games... that he is desensitized to horror games and scary games. They just don't scare him. And then I kind of made the point that I don't think these games are trying to scare you. I think they're trying to make you feel uneasy.
Yes.
Something that I think they do very well. I think Until Dawn, like watching him play through it now, he's like, I hear chanting. You hear chanting? You hear somebody chanting? You hear whispering? You hear a noise? And I'm like, yeah, I hear everything that you hear, asshole. That's how share play works. But you know, it's making him feel. He's like, great, I'll go down this spooky ass hallway, and great, I'll go see what's making that knocking noise. You know,
no, it creates a sense of uneasiness, and yet you never know. You're waiting for a scare that 9 times out of 10 doesn't come.
Right. So,
which is mission accomplished, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and I think
that's the point.
I think Man of Medan does the same kind of thing. I don't think those games are going for scary. I think they're going for uneasy, and I think they do hit that. He did say there was one part that really creeped him out. Something I also did that I don't think you did in your playthrough, Dan, just because of the way that the two-player works.
Okay.
But, yeah, the game was unsettling, I would say, and I got startled several times. I got startled watching Until Dawn, and I knew things were coming. So
there was a one real sense of uneasiness when I was caught in one of those time loops waiting for you to catch up.
Yeah, those are weird.
That they're because each one is like It's like a time loop, but it's not. It's different.
Right.
You're stuck in the time loop, but what you're saying is different every time.
So actually, here's the where you were seeing that is the part that I thought was very unsettling that he also thought was unsettling. That's what I was doing.
Oh.
It's during that exact part.
Okay.
But yeah, I still stick to the way that I felt about Man of Medan. I do think that everyone's going to have a different experience, but for the way we played it, I thought it was a blast.
Mm-hmm. And I still want to play through it again.
Yeah, me too. And I would still suggest it to people. Like, I don't feel bad suggesting it. I didn't hard sell it because of that. I know that everyone's experience will probably be different with it, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's not one of those games that everybody needs to buy this because you know it's not for everybody.
I do think that you and I went in with the same mindset. Maybe being maybe too high on Until Dawn.
Maybe.
Maybe remembering that game very fondly and kind of going in with this expecting that same kind of experience, and that's what we got out of it. But, yeah, maybe some rose-tinted glasses, as people say.
Well, it's funny because you talk about, you know, you watched Marshall Tool 5 through SharePlay with Until Dawn. But you've said it's rough. It's a lot rougher than
very
you remember.
Rough. Way rougher
but
than
it's
I
not,
remember.
But does it change? It's does not changing your opinion about Man of Medan.
No, but I do think that maybe I would stop telling people as much to go play Until Dawn.
Okay.
I mean, I still tell people that.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm like, Until Dawn's amazing. You got to go play it. Now I'm like, that game was maybe amazing when I played it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should say that.
That's okay. That's fair.
He did make it to a point where Peter Stormare character was kind of introduced, and that's a great character. He's very unsettling, kind of in the same way that the narrator guy is in
curator
is in a Dark Pictures anthology. But yeah, you can definitely see the DNA of Man of Medan all over Until Dawn, and maybe DNA is an understatement. I mean, you could just see the Man of Medan in Until Dawn.
Yeah,
but that game's
not
rough.
As polished.
It is rough. Everything about it. But still fun. And like I said, there's a jump scare that I knew was going to get him. I was prepared for it. Didn't get me. And then 40 seconds later, there's another one I forgot about that totally got me and him. So it's kind of neat. And he is freaking out.
So what's his experience been with it? What's his experience been with it?
I think, you know, he is very much into like frame rate and graphics and fidelity. I think he's struggling a little bit with that.
Okay.
And again, I think that's aided by the fact that he watched us play Man of Medan.
Right.
So he thinks this should look better. And I don't disagree because it's way more janky than I remember. But I think he's really enjoying the dynamic between the characters. He laughed out loud several times at the dialogue. I laughed at the dialogue because he's picking way different options than I did. There's a part early on in Until Dawn where there's an argument going on between Jessica and the other girl that I can't remember the name of that dates the jock.
Oh, yes.
And they're going back and forth. And one of them is obviously the smart girl and one of them is the popular like cheerleader girl. And she's making out with Mike on the couch, Jessica is. And the other girl says, you know, whatever. You're trying to swallow his mouth or whatever. And they start going back and forth. And she goes, oh, could you not hear me over all your sluttiness? And I'm pretty sure that's not a line I heard, but it made me bust out laughing. And then the other girl calls her a skank. And I don't remember that whole interaction at all. And he was laughing really hard. I mean, they're young teenage people, middle-aged or 20-somethings.
Right.
And so there's a bunch of talk about sex and stuff like that, and they're joking about fucking, and it made him laugh several times, too. Because Josh rolls out one time. He's like, what's up, porn stars? And the guy's like, porn stars? He goes, I'd watch. And that was funny. That caught me off guard because I don't remember that at all. And then Mike says, you know, I think Jessica says, like, hey, Josh is kind of flirty. And Mike says, maybe we should invite him to the cabin. She goes, oh, really? He was like, no. I'm like, I don't remember any of that. So I don't know if I just forgot how the dialogue goes, but I laughed out loud several times. He was laughing. So I thought the dialogue was well written, and I think it's a charming game. I think he'll stick with it.
Okay.
But I do think he's disappointed with the overall look.
Because you talked a lot about your reaction to it, to seeing it now, but you never really talked about his, so I was curious.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't outwardly said, but just knowing him, I do think he's disappointed with the way it looks, feels, and plays. But I do think he's really enjoying the dynamic and the relationships, because they are funny and well-written.
Right.
Better than I thought. And he's playing the characters way different than I did, because I remember some of those options. But I also see the struggle that he's going through in his head. Like, he kind of picked a couple options that I definitely would not have picked. And then I could almost see regret in the way that his next choices came. Like, that was his first thought. And then he was like, fuck, I shouldn't have picked that. Also, something I didn't remember is that you have forever to make decisions in Until Dawn.
Yes, you do. I do. I remember that.
So Man of Medan has a timer on every decision.
Yep.
And if you don't answer, you do nothing.
Yep.
So Until Dawn gives you all the time in the world, or it appeared to. I didn't see a countdown, and he took forever on some of them. I thought he fell asleep, but he just couldn't decide what he wanted to go with.
Which wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility
right,
either.
He's done that before, too. But, yeah. So anyways, this was all a shout-out for Thomas.
Yes.
Thomas rambles sometimes, you know. He talks about Until Dawn. But I just want to tell people, you know, check out Man of Medan, but it may not be for everybody. I know we were very high on it. I think we tried to guard everybody and say our experience was great, but it sounds like maybe he didn't love it quite as much as you and I did.
Which is perfectly okay.
Yeah. So good to get somebody else's insight on that. Our next shout out's from Zach. The Zach Attack is back.
That's the shout out. There it is.
Yeah. I think he's jazzed up about the Saved by the Bell rumors. He's jazzed up about Zach coming back. For those that know, Zach's not officially a part of the reboot.
He's not officially back.
However, it centers around him being mayor.
Yes.
So TMZ had a interview. They caught Mark in the airport, and he says he would love to be a part of the project, but right now he's focused on his new show, Mixed-ish. Which I think is an ABC show.
It is.
And he's focused on that right now, but he would love to be a part of the reboot if they can make it work.
Here's my question with the reboot.
Mm-hmm.
They do this reboot. Are they making the college years canon, or are they just going to ignore it?
I don't know. So the setup, as I understand it, is Zach is mayor, and it appears that Mario Lopez, a.k.a. AC Slater.
Yes.
Is a gym teacher, coach in high school.
Okay.
And
at Bayside?
Yes.
I'm assuming?
Yes. And what's her face? I blanked out.
Elizabeth Berkeley?
Yes. Is a teacher at the same school, or a guidance counselor. Jesse Spano is a guidance counselor.
And are her and Slater, like, together?
I don't know, but Mayor Zach has changed some of the education.
That's not how any of that works.
Yeah, Mayor Zach has changed some of the, maybe the way schools are supported. I don't know if the school is potentially closing or something like that, but that's kind of where the story kind of goes. And it does appear that if Zach is going to be in it, it will be as, like, cameos. Not as a recurring, or not as a character in every episode.
Ah.
So you can expect a Jesse and Slater.
So it's going to be just Jesse and Slater? In?
As of right now, Kelly's
like the
not,
main
on,
characters?
Not signed on, and neither
no
is Zach.
No Kelly? Can't do.
Screech probably not going to be in it because he did like a porno and then stabbed somebody. I don't know.
Yeah. And trained to be a UFC fighter or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure he'll make it, the cut.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that handsome man, Zach.
That handsome Zach Morris.
What's his, Mark Paul Gosling?
Gosselaar.
He's got long hair for that Mixed-ish role, and he's funny looking.
You think he's funny looking?
Yeah, because it's like, it's not long hair, but it's not short hair. It's like a weird, like, your hair is kind of long, but it's not long, it's weird. Like when you have a hat on, I can't tell your hair is weird. But then when you don't, I'm like, your hair is kind of weird. And I think you got to commit.
I guess
you gotta
I get
go
it.
Long or you got to go short.
You got to go one way or the other.
Look at them with their shirts off. What a weird photo that was.
Where's that?
That's the TMZ one right there. See how his hair's like kind of like flipped out a little bit?
Under you can tell he has long hair.
He has a bowler hat on because that's why you can tell because nobody wears those hats. Still rocking those baby blues though, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Scroll down a little bit on those images. Look at that. It's Mario Lopez.
It's going to be Zach forever. Where? Oh, well, there's.
What is that?
Huh.
That looks like it comes on like you could buy like the Save by the Bell like gift bag.
Yeah.
For like the birthday party for the girls.
Yeah, it's like. It's like straight out of Tiger Beat right there.
Gerald thinks it's from the one where they were at the. At the beach, the one where they were at the resort.
Oh, at the yacht club at the resort, and they all somehow managed to work there.
Yeah. Lisa Turtle probably not coming back either, because I think she's an activist now.
Yeah.
I don't think she's an actor anymore.
Yeah, and she's a little crazy from what I understand.
Yeah, her and Screech, though, seem like we could bring them both back and see what happens.
You think so? Put the crazy together.
They got to get Kelly Kapowski back.
Got to get Kelly back.
Show won't be the same without her and Zach. So, yeah. Zach's shout out is that he's looking forward to the reboot, but don't fuck it up. He's not fucking around about it.
Not fucking around. There's a lot of not fucking around going on.
Yeah. Not fucking around.
Not fucking around.
That's what I'd call it, but that wouldn't be good for search engine optimization.
It's true.
So we probably.
Algorithms.
Yeah, the algorithms don't. They wouldn't like the F word in the title.
Just like they don't do rhymes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like Pantless. Pantless
Dan. Pantless Dan shouldn't bring up Ashley Graham.
Right. Unless you're six. And you're like, those rhyme. How fun is that?
It's fine.
Yeah.
I like a good rhyme.
Who doesn't?
Hey, I don't know. Some psychopath, I'm sure.
I think people are. You think people get, like they feel aggression when they hear rhymes?
No. I think it tickles a little spot, and they're like, "Oh, that rhymed." I think even when, when you say something on accident and it rhymes, and you realize it, I think you get a little chuckle out of it. At least I do.
Like, oh, poet didn't even know it over here.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Oh, look at that! I did it again.
Yeah. I can't stop.
Yeah, that's what I think.
How do you feel about the name Untitled Goose Game? Do you think
it's
like charming and witty, or do you think that that's lazy?
Oh, I think it's charming and witty, and I think it's literally what they called it, probably because they really couldn't come up with a name for it. What do you call this?
Yeah, when you think about it, you could have just called it Goose, I guess, but there's something that sticks in your mind a little harder with the Untitled Goose Game.
Yep, I agree.
You could have called it Duck Duck Goose, but there's no ducks.
That doesn't make any sense. You're
right. Yeah, I kind of like the name. It's really, the game's very charming. I liked it more than Donut County. I don't know if I said that earlier, but I did. It's very charming.
You did. You did say it.
Yeah, it's very, very charming. I like a puzzle game, too. It has like a, almost like a Monkey Island vibe in the way that you're solving puzzles. Like, you have to just figure out based off of how things work, how to do it.
Okay.
And there are like secret things that you have to figure out. And I was able to find all of them but two without looking on the internet. I was able to do all of them but those two without looking on the internet. And one of them was just, I couldn't figure out how to get to an area. Just couldn't figure it out.
Was it something stupid?
Yeah. Yeah. Real dumb.
That's the best.
Yeah. I was like, really? This is okay.
When you're like, oh, you fucking kidding me?
Like, this is what we're going to do? Like, I could have got to it so much earlier.
Right.
Like, I did all the extra stuff without even needing to, really. But one of the missions you couldn't do because you couldn't, I couldn't figure out how to get in the area. The gate was locked. So, but yeah, very charming game. I really liked it. Try to pick that thing up for less than $10. I think it's worth it.
That's what you got it for, right?
No, I think it was like 15. It was on sale for like 12 or 13 or something like that.
Okay.
But I think it's worth that. Maybe it's 20 and it was on sale for like 17. I don't remember. I got it a couple dollars off. But yeah, I think it's okay for that price.
Fair enough.
Give me 2 seconds. I'll tell you exactly what I paid. I got it here in the email. So Nintendo was real worried about my security as a kid. They don't want anyone buying anything without me knowing.
No, it's true.
I paid $14.99 for it.
$14.99, originally $19.99?
I think that's right, yeah.
Okay.
But I think if you could find that thing at $9.99, you'll play through it and you'll find it adorable and charming and worth the money. So, yeah.
It's fair.
Yeah. It is fair.
It's fair.
That's it. Any closing thoughts?
Fair. Nope.
Glad to have Beachbody Gerald back. Back in the house. Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Fresh off.
Keeping us in line.
Fresh off of the beach. You got the tan. Did you hit the gym tan laundry while you were gone? Got tan. Did one of them. Mike, the situation, fresh out of jail. We're excited for him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike, the situation.
I don't know if we is right. I don't care what happens to the situation.
Man, why not?
Because I don't care what happens
to
him.
He's a staple of the U.S., of what we offer.
I've heard that, which is, yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Not a Mike the Situation fan, huh?
Not a Sitch fan. I'm not a fan of any of the Jersey Shores peoples.
You don't like Snooki?
No.
Or J-Wow?
J-Wow, not a J-Wow fan, no.
Or what's the Pauly D?
Pauly D, not a fan of all of them.
Now, I need to be honest with you. I've run out of Jersey Shore cast members.
There is more than that.
But that's all
I knew. Those are the only ones that matter.
Yeah, that's all those are the ones I know. They make frequent appearances on the TMZ.
Oh, I'm sure.
They have the reboot show.
Oh, they're doing...
It's either back or is coming back.
Isn't it just Snooki and J-Wow, though?
They were definitely there when Mike got out of jail, prison.
So, because they're besties.
Yeah.
Everybody's best friends with old Sitch.
Yeah. Except for the IRS.
Except for the IRS.
Tax evasion gets the best of them, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
His brother went to jail, too. His bro. Yeah, this show's all about Jersey Shore.
So did Wesley Snipes.
Rest in peace.
He's not dead.
His career is. What's the last thing he's been in?
Oh, he's been in some movies since.
Some shitty movies.
They're not great.
You know what is great? Passenger 57.
But yeah, to be fair,
it's a great movie.
Before he went to jail for the whole tax evasion thing, he had stopped being in good movies. Really.
And when you click on his IMDb, it's just a picture of him shirtless right off the bat.
That's Blade.
He looks a little bit like Arsenio Hall on the left there, too. Outbreak Z?
What being? Yeah. Cutthroat City. Paper Empire.
Oh, he's filming Coming to America right now.
Yeah.
Outbreak Z is in pre-production. Now, first movie, go scroll up a little bit. Chronicles of the Mayan Tunnel. That seems suspect. That seems like a direct to digital offering.
Yep. Well, he's also playing the God of War, which I can get behind.
What about Cutthroat City?
Don't know. Yeah, don't know.
What's his best movie? You're gonna say Blade?
His best movie? Mm-hmm. Or my favorite movie?
Let's do both.
Hmm.
Scroll down to what
my favorite movie is with him is Demolition Man.
Always
his best is probably as an actual movie, either Passenger 57 or Blade. Yeah,
Passenger 57's good.
Yeah,
I don't think any of them hold up great. But Passenger 57 was good.
Passenger 57 was good. I saw it in a theater.
Well, is he in U.S. Marshals? He's been in a lot of movies.
What about White Man Can't Jump?
That was good, too. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about New Jack City. That's a good one, too. So there's another one, Sugar Hill. Wasn't Sugar Hill a movie he was in? That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he has.
Money Train. He played John. Murder at 1600.
Money Train.
I did like U.S. Marshals. I like Tommy Lee Jones, fun fact. And I like him playing a cop. Pastor 57. Which one?
No, it wasn't. Passenger 57 was just Passenger 57.
They're both in
U.S.
it.
Marshals. U.S. Marshals.
Yeah.
U.S. Marshals was a sequel to The Fugitive.
The Fugitive, yeah. Just make Tommy Lee Jones some sort of officer, whether it be for aliens or regular people, and I'm in. I like him as a cop.
Yeah. You like what's the sorority house one where he has to watch the girls in the house because they witnessed a murder or something?
I don't think I saw that. Is it called Sorority House?
Squad. No, it's not. I can't remember what it's called. It's something about Man of the House, maybe.
That seems right. I'm never going to watch that. I'm never going to watch that. That seems not good to me.
I'm trying to. I think
I'm upset that it pulls
house.
Up a video of Harrison Ford when you go to Tommy Lee Jones' IMDb. Man of the House.
Yeah, Man of the House. Yeah.
Ronald Sharp is who he played.
Roland Sharp. He's an FBI agent. Or it might be a marshal. Oh, no. He's a Texas Ranger.
Oh, is he a TR?
Yeah. Way cooler than Walker, by the way.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, no, he is. Tommy Lee is much cooler than Walker.
Than Chuck Norris?
Yeah.
No. No, that's not true at all. I refuse to even acknowledge that that's Tommy Lee Jones v. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris wins in every category.
Well, Chuck Norris beats him hands down. Yeah.
Every category.
Here's the thing.
I won't even entertain this. I won't even entertain this.
If you put them, if you swap them in each other's movies, there's no way, like there's no way Chuck Norris could play Agent K. Like, that movie would suck.
Are you attacking Chuck Norris's acting ability? You could put Tommy Lee Jones in Sidekick.
Yes, you could.
No, absolutely not.
It's Sidekicks, isn't it?
I don't know. You only need one if it's coming from Chuck.
It might just be Sidekick.
I don't know. I can't confirm. Also, before we depart, shout out to Count Chocula and Boo Berry. They're back in stores right now.
Coming back.
Whatever the fuck that red one's called.
Oh, that's a... Yeah. Frankenberry.
Frankenberry, yeah. Shout out to all three of those, except for Frankenberry, because I really don't like that one. So really just shout out to Count Chocula and
Boo Berry. No, Boo Berry is the shit. Boo Berry is the shit.
Two boxes of Boo Berry, one box of Count Chocula in there. No boxes of Frankenberry, because it kind of sucks.
I don't mind Frankenberry, but Boo Berry is the shit.
Yeah. I've already one box down already. I already ate a box.
Did you?
Yeah. Look at Frankenberry. He looks dumb.
Well.
He looks dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. The Boo Berry ghost looks like a genius. Yeah. So go with that.
He's like a scholar compared to old Frankenberry there.
Because if you're going to base your children's cereals on anything, it's how the characters look.
That one Boo Berry, third row down, first image, looks like he might have smoked a little...
stoned.
Weed.
Is that what you're going with?
Mm-hmm.
He looks stoned?
Yeah.
That's the best time for a Boo Berry, from what I understand.
appealing to a certain demographic. For sure. They do the McRib thing, and I don't know if I like it.
Who does the McRib thing?
The Boo Berry, Frankenberry, and Count Chocula.
They come for...
You can't get them all the time.
Limited time. The McRib is gross, too. So.
Yeah, the McRib is gross. I don't know if it deserves the attack that you just threw at it.
No, it definitely does.
Some people like the McRib.
It's fucking gross. Yeah, fuck those people.
Look at the old school boxes right there. Those retro boxes are kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they also come with pumpkin carving templates now.
Huh?
That you can download for free. Yep. Yeah, you got poster kits, stickers. Yeah, but so shout out to the McRib and Frankenberry for being the shittiest of the temporary things you can get. Mr. McRib in the house over here. Fuck the McRib. You been hurt by a McRib before?
No, they're just fucking gross.
Look at them. They don't even look appetizing in the fake picture.
No, it doesn't look good. People are like, ooh.
Get a close-up of this. Pretty sure Gerald was there at the launch of the McRib. Get a zoom in on that and see if you feel
different
about it.
Remember when they did pizza for like a week?
Yeah, McPizzas. Look at that.
It's so gross. Look at it.
They take rib meat and they grind it up and they squirt it out into what they think is a rib patty.
Yeah, rib shape.
Yeah.
they make it look like there's ribs in it.
But that's all me. You can eat that whole sandwich.
Just stop it. It's so gross.
McRib.
All right, I got to go puke. You got to wrap us up.
People love the McRib.
Throw up from looking at this.
All right, that's going to do it for episode 349. We appreciate you sitting around listening to us. And just like the McRib, we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.